Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Davis, the 12th Apostolic Sanitarian Congregation on South of 12th Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is May 12, 2017, or the 16th, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, Where the Roses Never Fade. This is Gentiles. It says, Paul acknowledges himself as the author of the First Thessalonians, which was probably written about AD 51. Paul begins his letter to the congregation at the Thessalonica, rather commending them for the steadfastness. He then reaffirms his own ministry toward the congregation and his concerns for their sufferings and testing. Chapters 4 and 5 contain practical instructions concerning daily living and proceed to a discussion of events to take place in the end time. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, 5:11 contains some of the most vivid descriptions of Yahshua's return. Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1, greetings and commendations. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy unto the congregation of the Thessalonians that are in the Yahweh, the Father, and in Yeshua Messiah, grace be unto you and peace from the Yahweh, our Father, and the Savior, Yeshua, the Messiah. For we give thanks unto Yahweh always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, rather remembering without ceasing of your work of the faith and labor of the love and patience of the hope in our Savior, Yeshua, the Messiah, in the sight of the Father, Yahweh, and But it says, in the sight of Yahweh, our Father. Okay. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of Yahweh. Now, Paul is telling the Thessalonian Gentiles, you have been elected to be of the fellowship with the saints in light, to be of the membership of the house of Israel, as leaders among your own people. Verse 5, for our truth of the plan of salvation through the blood of Yeshua came not unto you in the word only, also in the power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in the much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Yeshua, having received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you were in samples unto all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of Yahweh not only in the Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Yahweh word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turn unto Yahweh from idols for the serving of the living and true Elohim. Okay. And to wait for his Son from the heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Yahshua, that delivered us from the wrath to come. Okay, that ends chapter 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Paul defends his ministry, verse 1. For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in the vain, but even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know at the Philippi, we were bold in our Yahweh for the speaking unto you the plan of salvation of the Yahshua with much contention. For our exhortation was not of the deceit, nor of the uncleanness, nor in guile. But as we were allowed of the Yahweh to be put into trust with the plan of salvation, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but the Yahweh, which trieth our hearts. For neither at any time use we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of the covetousness, Yahweh is a witness, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Yahshua, but we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherishes her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the plan of the salvation of the Yahweh only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for the labor night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the plan of the salvation of the Yahweh and his Son, Yahshua the Messiah, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Yeah, you can add an awful lot there to just one word, gospel, which I've been doing. You are witnesses, and Yahweh also, how boldly and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. And ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children, that ye would walk worthy of the Yahweh, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Paul's concern for the congregation, verse 13, For this cause also thank we Yahweh without ceasing, because when you receive the word of Yahweh that ye heard of us, you receive it not as the word of men, but as it is in the truth. For the word of Yahweh, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. For ye brethren became followers of the congregations of the Yahweh that were in the Judea, or in the Yeshua Messiah, for ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both kill the Yeshua Messiah and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not the Yahweh, and are contrary unto all men, forbidding us to speak unto the Gentiles that they might be saved, and fill up their sins always, for the wrath is come upon them unto the uttermost. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time, in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with a great desire. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of Yeshua Messiah, our Savior Yeshua Messiah, at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. Chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of the Yahweh, and our fellow laborer in the truth of the doctrine of the Yahshua, for the establishing you, and for the comforting you concerning of your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. But now, when Timothy came from you unto us, and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us, always desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our afflictions and distress by your faith in the salvation of the new and living way through the blood of the everlasting covenant by the blood of sprinkling. I added all, as you know, I add all of those words to either the word faith or the word gospel. And now we live if you stand fast in the Yahshua. What thanks can we render unto the Yahweh again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sake before our Yahweh, night and day praying exceedingly, that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now Yahweh himself and our Father and our Savior Yahshua the Messiah direct our way unto you. And the Yahshua makes you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, until the end he may establish your hearts unblameable and holiness before the Yahweh, even our Father at the coming of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah with all his saints. End of chapter 3. Of chapter 4. Living daily as a Christian. Verse 1. Furthermore then, actually let's do that again. Chapter 4. Living daily as a true believer in the Yahshua. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Yeshua Messiah, that as you have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please Yahweh, so ye would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Yeshua Messiah. For this is the will of the Father, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in the sanctification and honor, not in the lust of the concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not the Father, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Yahshua is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For Yahweh hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not man, but Elohim, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of Yahweh to love one another. And indeed you do it toward all the brethren that are in all of Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more, that you stay to be quiet and to do your own bidding, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have a lack of nothing. Yahshua's returns, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Yahshua died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in the Yahshua will Yahweh bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Yahshua, that we which are alive remain unto the coming of the Yahshua shall not prevent them that are asleep. For the Yahshua himself shall descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of the Yahweh. And the dead in Yahshua shall rise first. Okay, let's do it again. For the Yahshua himself shall descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of the Father. Now, there's the Father, right? He has the trump of Yahweh with the trump of the Father. And the dead in Yahshua shall rise first. This is true. He has the trump of the Father. And Trump, we have a Donald Trump, President of the United States, that was raised up by the Father. Okay, Yahshua is directing this trump, because it says right here, Yahshua, he has the trump of the Father. This is a very key inspirational verse here. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Yahshua in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Yahshua. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Yahshua so cometh as a thief in the night. You can go to Matthew 24 and read about that as well. For when they shall say peace and safety, then said destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. Though ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of the faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For the Yahweh hath not appointed us unto the wrath, but to attain salvation by our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah. I'll read that again. For the Father, Yahweh, hath not appointed us unto the wrath, only for the obtaining of the salvation by the blood of the everlasting covenant of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah. When you add the word blood, you're adding power. You're adding life. You're infusing the power and life into the statement. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Exhortation and charges. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them that labor among you and are over you in the Yahshua, and admonish you, and for esteeming them very highly in the love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of the Yahweh and the Yahshua Messiah concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very Yahweh of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, Yahweh, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with the holy kiss. I charge you by the Yahshua that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, be with you. Hallelujah. End of the First book of Thessalonians, First Thessalonians. Now let's go into the second book. It says, Paul acknowledges himself as the author of Second Thessalonians, which was probably written about A.D. 51. Chapter 1 contains Paul's greetings and encouragement. Chapter 2 describes the final days, its events and people, and information concerning Satan and the Antichrist. Chapter 3 encourages the congregation of Thessalonica to continue to pray and stand fast in the face of the adversity. Okay, greetings and encouragement. Chapter 1, verse 1, Paul and Silvanus and Timothy unto the congregation of the Thessalonians in Yahweh our Father and the Savior Yahshua Messiah. Grace unto you and peace from Yahweh our Father and the Savior Yahshua Messiah. We are bound to thank Yahweh always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you and the congregations of Yahweh for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of the Yahweh, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of the Yahweh, for which you also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with the Yahweh to recompense tribulation unto them that trouble you, and unto you who are troubled rest with us, when the Savior Yahshua shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angel, and the flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not the Yahweh, and that obey not the gospel of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Yahweh and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our Savior would count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of the faith with the power, that the name of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah may be glorified in you and ye in him, according unto the grace of our Yahweh and the Savior Yahshua the Messiah. Prophecies about the final days. Prophecies about the final day. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by the word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of the Yahshua is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called Yahweh or that is worshipped, so that he as the Yahweh sitteth in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is the Yahweh. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what worship withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now lives will let until he be taken out of the way. For we know that this man of sin here in verse 3, as I just read to you, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Well, we have the prophet that fell away, Vertus Johnson. He became one of the men of sin. Lucifer is the final man of sin that falls away. All right enough. But we are dealing with the son of perdition. Lucifer is the ultimate son of perdition, and all those that play and works for him are sons of perdition. Judas Iscariot was the son of perdition. And Ham, the son of Noah, was the son of perdition, the middle son of Noah. Cain was the son of perdition, the first son of Adam and Eve. You've had sons of perdition that were Satan incarnates. Had them all through the centuries. In every generation, you've got a son of perdition. All right. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Yahshua shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and them that perish because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause Yahweh shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe in a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to always unto Yahweh for you, brethren, beloved of the Yahshua, because Yahweh the Father hath from the beginning chosen you unto the salvation through the, let's do it again, chosen you unto the, for the practicing of the plan of the salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Alright, let's do that again. Hath from the beginning chosen you for the representation and practicing and teaching of the plan of salvation through the blood of the everlasting covenant and sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth unto all people, starting with the Jews and Gentiles. Well, wasn't Paul a Jew? Wasn't Paul and the disciples first appointed to go to the house of Israel? No, the 11 disciples were first appointed to go to the house of Israel, first for 3.5 years after Yahshua's resurrection went back to heaven. Okay. Then Paul joined them 3.5 years later and said he was raised up for the Gentiles. Then Peter was shown a vision about the things that were common and unclean. And he was shown that that referred to the Gentiles, that they had salvation also coming unto them. And so Peter then was converted to go unto the Gentiles along with Paul. And the rest of the disciples were also converted to go unto the Gentiles. First, the apostles had to be converted to take their message back to the house of Israel. That's in Matthew chapter 10. And then they had to be converted again to take the message unto the Gentiles. It's a different form of conversion than being converted for the first time to the truth of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, like Nicodemus was in John 3. You've got to be born again of the water and the Spirit. Well, we know that Paul had his first conversion on the way to Damascus 3.5 years after the cross. And what was his commission? To go to the Gentiles. And he'd been persecuting the house of Israel for many years. He'd been persecuting the saints for many years. And now all of a sudden he's converted, and his work is solely, well, it's for the Jews too, but he was commissioned to go into the Gentiles, first and foremost. All right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. Whereunto he called you by our gospel, that is, the teachings of the doctrine of the Yahshua through the blood of the everlasting covenant, for the obtaining of the glory of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold on to the tradition ye have been taught, whether by the word or our epistle. Now our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, himself and Yahweh, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope, through the grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Instruction unto the Thessalonians. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Father may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that you may be delivered from the unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not the faith in the new and living way of the Yahshua, of the blood of the everlasting covenant. All men have not that faith. But the Yahshua is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Now here's this you, establish you. He's talking about these Gentiles. He's talking about this Thessalonian Gentile. Paul is a minister and a big writer of the New Testament, and he is a minister solely unto the Gentiles at this point. And we have confidence in the Yahshua touching you, that you both do and will do the things that we command you. And the Yahshua directs your hearts into the love of the Father and into the patience waiting for the Yahshua. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition that he received of us, For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable unto any of you. Not because we have not the power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some that walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Savior Yeshua the Messiah, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Now ye, brethren, be not weary in well doing, and if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no companion with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Savior of the peace himself give you peace always by all men. Yeshua be with you all. The salutation of the Paul with my own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Savior Yeshua the Messiah be with you all. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy. Paul is the author of 1 Timothy, which was probably written about A.D. 63. 1 Timothy contains information on the proper operation of a congregation, including the organization and requirements for the congregation's leadership, practical advice such as dealing with various age groups in the congregation, proper public worship, the handling of money and refuting false doctrines and teachers, make up the book of 1 Timothy. Chapter 1, verse 1, Timothy's charge. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, by the commandment of the Yahweh our Savior, here's by the commandment of the God our Savior, and through the Yahshua Messiah. Now this should read like this. This is so improper. Paul, an apostle of Yeshua Messiah, by the commandment of our Heavenly Father Yahweh, and of the Savior, His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, that is our only hope through His blood. Now I added the word only, and I added through His blood. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from Yahweh our Father and Yeshua the Messiah our Savior. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Here's that doctrine. Now to give heed unto fables and endless genealogy that minister questions rather than righteous edifying that is in the faith of the Yeshua, so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of the faith in the Yeshua unfeigned. Our faith in the blood of the Yahshua unfeigned. I'll read that verse 4 and 5 again. Neither give heed unto fables and endless genealogy that minister questions. Rather give a righteous edifying that is in the faith of the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, so do. Now, for the end of the commandment is in the charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of the faith and the blood of the Yashir, Romans 3:25, unfeigned. Verse 6, 1 Timothy chapter 1, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto the vain jangling, designed to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the unrighteous and for the sinners, for unholy and profane, for the murderers of the fathers and murderers of the mother, for the manslayer, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with the mankind, for men-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary unto sound doctrine. There's your doctrine again. According to the glorious teachings of the blessed Yahshua, which was committed under my trust. Paul's testimony unto the Timothy. Verse 12, and I thank Yahshua Messiah, our Savior, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. It says, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in the unbelief. And the grace of our Savior was exceeding abundant with the faith and the blood and love that is in the Yahshua Messiah. For this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that the Yahshua Messiah came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Well, Paul, he well knew what it meant as a saved sinner. He explained that in Romans 5, 8 through 10. For when we were yet sinners, Yahshua died for us. Okay, verse 16. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Yahshua Messiah might show forth all the long suffering for a pattern unto them which should hereafter believe on him unto life everlasting. And unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise Elohim, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Or hallelujah. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding the faith in the plan of the salvation through the Yahshua, blood of Yahshua, and a good conscience, that some having put away concerning the faith in the blood, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus, and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Instructions for the worship, I exhort, this is in chapter 2 now, verse 1, 1 Timothy. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in the authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all righteousness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of the Savior, who will have all men to be saved, and for the coming unto the knowledge of the truth and the blood of the everlasting covenant of the new and living way, Hebrews 10:20. For there is one Yahweh, and one mediator between Yahweh and man, the man Yahshua the Messiah. There is only one mediator, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. For I speak the truth in Yahshua and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in the faith and verity. I will therefore let men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in the modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array, but which becometh women professing righteousness with a good works. Let the woman, or the women learn in silence, with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the men, but to be in the silent. For Adam is first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in the childbearing if they continue in the faith and the plan of salvation, the new and living way, and charity, and holiness with the sobriety. If they continue in the faith in the blood, the new and living way of the Yahshua, and charity, and holiness for sobriety. End of chapter 2, 1 Timothy chapter 3. Qualification for congregation's leaders. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the congregation of Yahweh? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with the pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them that are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise must the deacons be brave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of the filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. For they that have used the office of a deacon will purchase to themselves a good degree and great bonus in the faith of the blood that is in the Yahshua Messiah. These things write unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of Yahweh, that is, in the congregation of the living Yahshua, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of the righteousness. For the Yahshua was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of the angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into the glory. You see, we have this here word God, G-O-D, that pagan title for Baal, Satan, which is another name for Satan. It says it's manifest in the flesh. Well, we know that this should have been for the Yahshua was manifest in the flesh. But it says God here. In another place it says God, and so we're afraid to put Yahshua's name there, but we think it's God the Father. But actually it's not. And in many cases, when you see this word God, a lot of times it's talking about Yahshua. Alright, potential dangers in the congregation. This is 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh especially that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed unto to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and the hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats that the Yahweh hath created to be received with the thanksgiving of them that believe and know the truth. That believe and know the truth. For every creature of the Yahweh is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of Yahweh and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these sayings, thou shalt be a good minister of the Yahshua Messiah, nourished up in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained, but refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto righteousness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but righteousness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living Elohim, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach, that no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in the word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. As thou an example. Shall I come, give attendance unto the reading, unto exhortation, unto doctrine? Neglect not the gift that is in thee, that was given unto thee by the prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly unto them, that thy prophecy may appear in all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. There is that doctrine again. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Chapter 5, verse 1. Dealing with other believers. It says Christians here, but we use that word believers in the truth. Verse 1. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. For the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home, and requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before Yahweh. Now she that is a widow, indeed, and desolate, trusteth in Yahweh, and continueth in supplications and prayers, night and day. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. And these things give in charge, that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel. Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years. Having been the wife of one man, well reported of for the good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work, that the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Yahshua, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith, and withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guard the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the congregation be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of the double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Notice that doctrine. That's the truth in the blood of Yeshua, the plan of salvation in the new and living way. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses, them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. Them that sin rebuke before all. It says, I charge thee before Yahweh and the Savior Yahshua and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partakers of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to under judgment, and some men they follow after. Likewise also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. It is many servants, end of chapter 5, 1 Timothy chapter 6. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of the Yahshua and his doctrine be not blasphemed. Well, this brings in verse 50. So our contact is at the 11th hour. Call us number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close this service now with a song. Zion's Hill. Now the Elijah did it.
We can walk from here.